and my hat says on it, Keith Hatfield, you'll appreciate this, because I feel like we're stuck in the 90s tonight. I got my Winston Cup 1994, I think it's a Daytona 500 hat on, still has the tag somewhere in the back. Hatfield, not good, brah. Not good as I welcome you in. How you doing?
Well, no, I mean, that was essentially the Vanderbilt team that a lot of people, myself included, thought we'd see most of this year, playing at pretty much optimal speed against a mediocre Tennessee team that had an absolutely atrocious first 30 minutes. I mean, there's not much. I mean, I'm not much to praise not giving up, but I guess, I mean, yeah, I guess you can take out that they didn't quit and get beat by 50 tonight. Outside of that, there's not much good to take out of tonight. The first 30 minutes were dismal.
I thought a 35-point beating was coming, and some of the numbers. Well, let's go inside this, some of the numbers tonight. Vandy tonight had 10 three balls in the first half of Tennessee's none. They finished with 13 in the game. They quit shooting them in the second half. The game itself was brutal. How about the crowd? I mean, for how crummy the weather was, how good are our fans here? How great of a basketball market is this?
No, I thought the crowd, given the situation and everything, I thought the crowd was fine. I thought the students showed up in reasonable enough numbers. I don't have any complaints certainly about the crowd or anything. It's just, when you look up with 10 minutes to go in the game and they've made 12 threes and you haven't made one yet, that's pretty much an indication you're taking a pretty sound beating.
Yeah, not going to happen. And, quite frankly, we weren't it looked like we were out playing in the snow today. And you know, you have those games. It was like that across college basketball tonight. There were some weird results tonight. And tonight's game was just all time odd.
Tony, when's the last time you saw a team ranked in the top six in the country get 31 offensive rebounds and get beat at home? It was one of those nights. I mean, Marquette's playing for a possible shot in the NCAA tournament, and they lose at home to DePaul tonight.
As Bino asked earlier, how can your Volunteers, how can Vanderbilt have that kind of record with that kind of team they have? How is that possible?
Oh, well, no, granted, Cornette was hurt a little bit early, and they haven't played that well all year. But no, I mean, that's what that team's built to do. And I thought to give the devil his due, Kevin Stallings did something really smart. I mean, Luke Cornette, for the most part, is a perimeter player, and he just rooted him down in the post tonight, because even though that's not his game necessarily, Tennessee can't guard the post at all. So you put him down there with essentially a half foot plus size advantage all night. Tennessee has to crash down there, and that gets the LeChances and the Baldwins and the Cameron Justices off. What do you think the chances are Myron Metcalf has already tweeted out that Cameron Justice was committed to Konzo Martin?
That's exactly right. That kid was committed to Konzo tonight, and all he did tonight in the game was 12 points, 4 of 7 from the field, 4 of 7 from three-point land, and he banged in those threes, and it was crazy. Let's go to the phones.
I'm not sure he ever came inside the three-point line.
To the phones we go.
And add more insult to injury, A.J. Davis had 22 and 10 tonight.
This is your smart way, Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime. It is 16 past 11 o'clock in the Eastern Time Zone. We are with you tonight till the last phone call is taken. Or 15 minutes, whatever comes first. Whatever comes first, baby doll.
One of those TV time limit matches, Tony.
Yes,
TV
this is a
15 minutes.
15 minutes to a tent, to a, what they used to say?
15 minutes to a fall.
To the phones we go. It was a fall, all right.
Yeah, there wasn't much good. I found Mark Dyer made a good point. It's probably best that Barnes didn't wear the orange jacket tonight because he would have had to burn it.
To the phones we go. Got me playing the blues. Mostella, though, was getting ready to posterize somebody tonight. Let's go to the phones. Get our first call.
He wanted
call.
Too badly.
He wanted to so bad. He took off like it was. My Anthony turns to me and goes, "That's like, that looks like he looks like the Rocky Top League." I said, "Anthony, Rocky Top League's not basketball, son. It's not basketball." But I'm glad he looks like that in the Rocky Top League. Let's go to the phones. Get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Bronner, what's up?
Hey, TR, what's up, man?
Hey, what was the final score, man?
Final score, 88-74.
Okay, yeah, that was kind of respectable from where, you know,
no question.
Stood there, 50-25. Whew. I mean, I bailed out without, you know, I had some waters down in Happy Holler, and I bailed. I was going to get, you know, have to make a move or the law was coming.
What happened?
But anyway.
What happened, TR?
Oh,
you just got angry.
I had to ask the waitress in the bar part to the right. I said, "Won't you dim the lights in here a little bit? It was lit up like freaking Christmas, man." She goes, "Oh, they're playing trivia." And then so after trivia's over with, I go back around the 7 minute mark in the second half, and I say, "Can you dim the lights now?" She goes, "No, I'm cleaning." I'm going, "There's no compromise." And I must have said something, you know, I forget. And then, anyway, she said, "I'm going to call the law on you or you're going to..."
What?
And this dude said, comes up to me and says, "Have you paid your tab?" I go, "Yeah, have you paid your tab?" He goes, he must have worked there. But anyway, dude, I don't know, man. Hey, there was that one stretch of the game when Vanderbilt was ice cold. And we still had a chance, you know, it was like midway first half, and we still couldn't throw it in the ocean.
No.
Man. Vandy went ice cold, and then they lit it up, went out, you know, stretched it out into the teens there, man. And then eventually, I mean, I don't know, man. Who was young Ant talking about in the Rocky Top League?
Mostella, when you checked out, he had a chance late in the game. You'll love this, T. So they're down probably 23, 24 at the time. He takes off from about two steps inside the foul line and was getting ready to posterize the lurch-looking white kid. Which
yeah, he went after Cornette.
He went after Cornette.
He didn't bring the ball with him.
But he didn't bring... Right. He took
he threw
off...
the ball off the top of the backboard.
Exactly. He took off and the ball kind of slipped out of his hands and he was fouled on the play. TR, he was getting ready to go up and make a poster out of that guy.
This was like, you know, inside of 5 minutes to go.
It was close to Kings. That's about when I left. That's about when
I probably saw that, yeah.
That's pretty good. You're probably in the middle of getting in an argument with somebody in Happy Hollow.
No.
You're a lover.
No,
that
man. No, this was aftermath of the Alabama Michigan State game New Year's Eve when I about was just, you know, pissed off as all get out, you know, way, Alabama was, doing what they were doing. But anyway, I don't know, man. We got to generate some offense, man. I thought we were the Lady Vols out there tonight. And
what?
the freaking Vanderbilt Lady Commodore. Where was Holly and the Lady Vols at? Where was their support at? We saw freaking, what's her name from Vanderbilt, Michelle, whatever.
Bowbreaker.
Huh?
Bowbreaker?
No.
No?
I knew it. But anyway, where was Holly at? Where was Holly and my freaking Lady Vols supporting?
I thought it was a pretty good crowd in there. Keith, what would you guesstimate the crowd size was?
5,000-6,000 maybe.
TR, I believe that Joe Dean Jr. needs to go to the Rent-A-Center and rent himself a personality. Because he is, and I know his father's no longer with us, but he has stolen his dad's identity.
I know, man. Makes
string.
You laugh for the days of Larry Connolly.
String dude. Music. It really does.
God, man.
String music.
And they showed the banners hanging there. They showed everybody but Ray Mears. They showed everybody, John Ward, Ernie and Bernie, Alan Houston, Dale Ellis, everybody but the Wizard of Orange. There's a concerted effort.
There's a concerted effort to knock my man out. TR, you have to admit though tonight that my man Rick Barnes had the orange on. And I'll give him credit. He had the orange.
He had a true orange tie.
He was rocking the orange tie tonight, and he gets a lot of credit from you for that. And you have to admit that now.
Right. You're right, man.
So he gets credit from me. And tonight's game is not on him. We just don't have any team. And how Vanderbilt can be that bad with that roster.
We do have a team, man. We do have a team.
We're going to
get on a winning streak, man.
Okay.
Do not give up.
I'm not going to give up. Based on what I saw tonight, it's just one game, ref. TR, I love you. Do you feel like our customer service is better than what you got in Happy Holler tonight?
Most definitely brighter, but you know, it wasn't all bad down there. It just kind of went very south there at the end of the deal, man. Before that, it was all good. All good. That's what the dude said as I left. It's all good. So it's all good.
As he was calling the cops.
That's on the side of Broadway of Happy Holler.
As he was calling the cops on you.
If you're keeping score, it's on the Broadway side of Central.
If you're keeping score at home. Moving left or right on your television dial. What are the chances that thing could have escalated with TR in there, Hatfield, and your services would have been needed?
TR will get a little irate occasionally, but I've never seen him actually resort to physical violence. So,
what are the chances that your services could have been needed there by the time that thing escalated?
Well, that generally sounds like the narrative that ends up with someone calling me. That sounds like the beginning of the narrative, certainly.
Let's go to the phones, 865-200-5402. Tennessee loses tonight. I agree with Hatfield. Tonight's game could have been an absolute blowout from pillar to post. It could have been over. Could have been a 50-point loss. At one point, the Vols got down 26. I thought they were going to lose 30. Early in the second half, there was one sequence where Tennessee missed a shot. Vanderbilt got a 2-on-1 fast break at the other end, and there's 15 minutes to go in that game, and I'm thinking, hell, they're getting ready to beat by 50 points in here. The last time we had a snowstorm and we played a game like that and we looked that out of a game, it was the Wade Houston years, and it was 1993, and I've got a 1994 Daytona 500 hat on in honor of the festivities tonight. But I got me and my man Ray Mears in the Ray Mears studio tonight with you on your smart way, Dalton Baring / Garza Law Firm. Tennessee basketball overtime. Let's go to the phone.
Now that Alabama game last year was pretty uncompetitive. The game in here where we scored, 6 points in the second half or whatever?
The bottom line is, when you are as short-stacked as we are,
and you don't make shots, yeah, you got no chance.
It is what it is.
You're going to get thumped.
Yeah, you're going to get thumped and pumped. And look, here's the other thing. When they're making everything from the outside and you're not guarding anything from the outside, you're getting killed. But again, what are you supposed to do? You don't have any size. That's the bottom line, right? I mean, tonight you could have picked the poison. Tonight you were getting blowed out. Now, somebody just said on here the Zebra was terrible tonight. Were the Zebras terrible?
I mean, they didn't do Tennessee any favors, but I didn't. It's not as if they took Tennessee out of the game. I mean, the fact that Vanderbilt, I think Donnie said on the TV show last night that Vanderbilt had to shoot somewhere around 30% from the 3-point line for Tennessee to have a chance. I mean, I don't know what they ended up shooting percentage wise, but at one point they were like 12 of 25, and that's going to beat you to death.
Right.
Especially when you're 0 for 8 at the time they're 12 for 25.
Brutal.
So yeah, I mean, that's
brutal.
That's how they're built to play. I mean, you saw tonight, certainly, I mean, it's not as if, and I'm not going to sit here and act as if Tennessee's any superstar opponent, but I mean, they've played enough good teams close. I mean, if you look, I mean, certainly the mid-major teams they played
right
at home that they beat, I mean, a bunch of those teams are either leading or right at the top of their leagues. So it's not as if Tennessee's proven to be totally inept. I mean, they beat Florida.
Yeah.
Had A&M beat. I mean, this is a team that can play a little bit. And Vanderbilt just completely disemboweled them tonight. I mean, you could see tonight why people, myself included, thought Vanderbilt was a Sweet 16 team.
No question.
And if they're going to stay at that, if they're going to stay close to that level the rest of the season, they'll win enough games from here to the end of the season. The SEC, they'll end up in the NCAA tournament.
Like my boy Bob Colorado told me tonight, why does it have to happen on our watch, Joe? Why does the bomb have to go off on us?
Well, no, they've been playing bad.
Why? You know, why?
Well, I mean, they've been improving. I mean, they've been playing okay.
Spaniard 07 said this proves Nashville's a better city. Tonight's result to you and Action Jackson.
How many of those guys that play for Vanderbilt are from Nashville?
Have you seen Action Jackson's video yet, by the way?
Yes, I did watch it.
And your thoughts on his hat?
I thought the hat was magnificent. It's almost as good as that ridiculous Miami hat Lebatard wears.
The sunglasses. Your thoughts on the sunglasses?
I thought they were a nice touch.
I'm going to do my Action Jackson impersonation doing my smart way spot here. Here we go. Let me put this right here. This goes out to all the listeners on the Tony Basilio platform and all the viewers. We are sponsored by Smartway. GoSmartway.net. Come see why Smartway is different. Don't be a clown and don't suck. And give me one of his big words, Keith, he used today. Give me one of his big words.
Oh, God.
Here you go. Failure to listen to this commercial would be complete malfeasance. On your part. Simple approval process. Locally owned and operated. 2% in-store cash credit. Choose genius, smart, or convenient pricing. Loyalty rewards. No credit checks. Even the Titan management can understand this is a good deal. 120-day, same as cash. Listen to me, Nashvillians. You don't have anything like this in your city because we're a world-class city here in Knoxville. Smartway, 8416 Kingston Pike. Online at GoSmartway.net. Action Jackson, you are a clown. Smartway, thank you for sponsoring tonight's show. Back to our phones we go. I got to get me a swag hat, though. This just isn't cutting it. Hatfield, if you could see my hat right now, it is one of those mesh in the back Daytona 94 hats.
Oh, those things are hot now. Liz sells the hell out of those things now.
Well, there you go, brah. Let's go to the phones.
I believe they call those the trucker-style hats.
What is it?
I believe those are considered trucker-style hats.
To the phones we go. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, guys. Smitty.
Hey, Smitty.
Hey, Smitty.
Welcome in, brother.
Hey, Keith. Good meeting you the other night, man.
Oh, it was great to see you. Great to see you come by and patronize a sponsor. Appreciate it.
Wood is good, Smitty. Hey, yeah. Wood is good. And you've got wood for Hatfield, and wood is good, brother.
Hey, first off, if you're going to get a technical on Wade Baldwin, you know, at least knock the guy on the ground. You know, take the guy out of the game. I mean, that guy's a punk, and we all saw that last year. So, you know, I'm okay with getting a little revenge on that guy. I'm not a big fan of him. And, you know, swing a little elbow at him. Don't get kicked out of the game, but, you know, let him know you're there and try to get the team a little fired
up. That's right. If you're going to get it, right? Go for it. It's going to be a four-point swing. I mean, might as well get your money's worth, right?
Exactly. I mean, it's Vanderbilt. I mean, we all know how we feel about Vanderbilt. I can't stand that we lost. But, I mean, you know, get your good swing in, get your technical, maybe a flagrant one, and, you know, move on. But, I mean, shoot, you gotta look at what Barnes did today. I mean, that press in the second half, I wish you'd done a little earlier. But I see what he's doing, but these players, they just, they don't have that IQ to pick up on it. I mean, they really don't. You know, Armani on that first play of the press, blows the press, isn't covering, I think it was probably, it was one of their post players, and, he's wide open back there, and they just throw it deep. I mean, these guys just, they don't have that IQ, man. I mean, they don't have it. And obviously Baughtman, he doesn't know how to make a simple switch. And, you know, neither does Mostella, and God bless them. I mean, it's just the way it is, you know, and it's what this guy has. I don't blame Rick Barnes for anything, to be quite honest. I mean, he just doesn't have anything, and you can't blame him for anything that occurred out there today. And those guys, then again, those guys never gave up. So I hate losing Vandy, but shoot, they, you know, They were out matching that game. I was afraid that was the way it was going to be.
I agree with you, man. I think that you can't fault this coach for that. I mean, my gosh, you know, you can't. I'm not going to rip anybody that sits there and rips a head coach after a game like that. I mean, geez Louise, you got no chance in that game. When here's the thing: if they shoot the ball like that and you play them 10 times, guess what's happening? They're beating the living hell out of you 10 straight times. That's basketball. They're bigger than you. And they can't shoot it better than you if they're bigger than you.
They got 2 7-foot guys. We got nobody over 6'5".
Yeah.
I mean, and on top of that, they, you know, they got a bunch of guards that can shoot the long ball. And, I mean, you know, we don't have anybody that can play defense against them. So, you know, that's pretty much the way it goes. But, you know, the biggest thing for me is, you know, I don't know if anybody's noticed, but the SEC network is about as bad as, I mean, how bad is that, guys? I mean, geez, I don't know if you're at the game tonight, but it is so bad. Oh, we probably missed half the first half. I mean, I didn't get to see anything. I didn't even get to see the technical.
You didn't miss
anything.
I
completely whiffed on that because we were getting to see, they're giving a promo on the SEC gymnastics. You know, since everybody gives a shit about that,
you didn't miss anything. Trust me.
Well, I'd rather see that unfold than gymnastics. I'll just be honest.
Hey, Smitty. Before I forget, since it's always good to fluff the sponsors on this show. What did you think of the scenery at Clancy?
I thought it was pretty good, man. That was my first time there. I would. I'm definitely gonna go back. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. No doubt.
Smitty. You know, you were staying away from Hatfield, Smitty. You're such a nice young man. You started calling the show, and now you're calling in. You're using blue language on us. You were such a nice, genteel young boy down there when you found us down there at Georgia Southern when you were playing golf, and now look at you. You're carousing catting around with Hatfield, cussing on the air, ripping that Morgan guy. You told Joe Dean Jr. tonight to get himself his own, to go to the Rent-A-Center and rent himself his own identity. I mean, you've really come on strong tonight, man.
Hey, you know, things change when, you know, you drink a little more beer than you did, you know, a few years ago. So, but hey, I'll let y'all go. See you around. Talk to you later, boys. Good showing.
Love you, brother.
Lambrito.
Lambrito's a sheep. He's asleep.
Thanks, baby.
Let's go back to
our food. Have there ever been two more perfect Vanderbilt names, though, than Wade Baldwin IV and Riley LeChant?
How?
That is perfect Vanderbilt names.
I hate them so much. They're pretty good.
Oh, should be. Oh, no. If they get themselves together, I wouldn't be surprised if they go to Lexington and win Saturday.
Let's go back to our phones. They make me sick. No, that seriously, because Kentucky's not very good.
No,
that's the truth.
That team, they're not losing Vanderbilt. What does that make their record overall now? Like
11-7
or something.
11-7.
Okay, how many what's their conference record? You got that there in front of you?
They've won. They lost their first. They're 500 now because they lost their first three.
And now they've won the last.
Now they've won their last three. And
they've got 12 left. They probably need to win 8 to get in the NCAA tournament. Oh, they'll do that.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's.
They don't get somebody hurt. They don't get somebody hurt. Yeah. They'll win enough to make the.
That's tournament. An NCAA tournament basketball team for show.
Yeah,
for show.
I don't know how many times they play A&M. I know they play Kentucky twice, but there's no reason they should lose to Kentucky in Nashville. So, yeah, there's no reason that team should lose more than two or three games from here in. Yeah, they should have the NCAA tournament wrapped up before the SEC tournament even starts. And with it being played in Nashville, they may win it.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, they're an NCAA tournament team so badly it's not even funny.
No, if Cornette's knee weren't a problem, he's not a great athlete, but he's a lot more mobile. He was a lot more mobile last year than he is right now. I mean, if he gets healthy, like I said, I thought there were three Sweet 16 caliber teams in the SEC, and I still think they're one of them. I think Kentucky, of the three I thought were that good, Kentucky's the one I don't know about now, because I'm certain A&M is. And if Vanderbilt's healthy, I think they are.
You laughed at me a month ago when I told you I don't think Kentucky's very good, Keith, and I haven't all year. And that sometimes it just doesn't work. I mean, when you do what he does, he has soft years, man. And
well, yeah, but Tony, you say that, and they've been in the elite. They've been the Elite Eight every year but one. He's been there.
But that was the one year it didn't work.
Well, yeah, okay. So one out of every 6 years, and that's what, and the only reason they missed the tournament that year was Nerlens Noel tore up his knee halfway through the season. I mean, that ended up in the tournament that year.
Nerlens Noel plays for who now?
The Sixers, who won tonight.
Oh God, they're starting to really piss me off.
I would not want to be in the Orlando locker room tonight because they're kind of hanging around fighting for a playoff berth, and they gave one away at home tonight. I would say my boy Skiles is probably about purple faced.
Right? By the way, Jarnell Stokes scored his first points tonight for the Miami Heat. Congratulations, Jarnell Stokes. To the phones we go. Let's get our next call in on your Smart Way Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime. The Vols take it on the chin. All lines currently jammed. I'm staying on at least till midnight if the calls are there. If not, I'm going to sit here and play guitar. Next call in. Hello and welcome.
Tony.
Hey.
Vandy Joe from Nashville.
Hey, Vandy Joe, I cut you off once today. Shall we?
I'm not going to. Hey, look.
Make it a two?
No.
Okay.
I just called to say that it turned out about like I thought it would. And you guys gave a good effort at the end to keep it from getting really bad.
Yeah.
And you've got, something to build off of. And as the old Glenn Frey song was, get over it.
Are you telling me to get over it?
Yeah, get over it, Tony. Get over it. They'll be. Hey, look, you guys will be okay next year. You still?
No, Joe. I'm not still there because you're not still there. And that's why I'm not still there, because you're not still there. So the answer to Joe is no, I'm not still there. That guy's going to call the show after beating the hell out of us in our building and tell me to get over it? Get over what? What have I said? Vanderbilt is a nice team. What did I say? Get over what? Get over what, Joe? Get over what? Hatfield, where do these people come from? Let's go to the phones. I think I cut Hatfield off. Hatfield, did I cut you off?
No, I'm here.
Okay. Back to the phones we go. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony and Keith.
Hey.
It's Don.
Hey, Donnie.
Hey, man. Well, let's see. Hard to find a few positives.
Find me some.
Well, and you brought it up. One of the things was a lot of people been wondering last year and a half where Mostella's hops went. I think he found them tonight. Did you see how high
wow.
he went over the top of that 7-footer?
I'm telling you, he looked like a helicopter. Who they call the guy in N1 they used to call the helicopter? He looked like that guy. I mean, he went way up into the air, man. Way in the air.
The announcer said he had a trampoline.
Yes.
That looked like the video we saw of him before he actually got on campus.
That's right.
He won the slam dunk contest.
That's right.
7-footer.
That's right.
That's what that looked like. I'm just liking him more and more all the time out there.
Hatfield, you like him too, yes?
Muscala?
Yeah.
He's improving. He's coming along.
He had a couple, one in particular, perfect assist, and whoever it was, blew one right into the goal when he drove right into the middle and kicked it off. He didn't have quite a heavy stroke there for a while tonight, but boy, I tell you, he hit one from over in the corner that, or not the corner, back toward the bench. It looked like it was 40 feet. He just drilled it. I think, you know, one of the things has always been he didn't seem to give effort. I think he gives effort. Still got a lot of fundamentals, obviously, to work on. Other thing, I know at halftime, we had just beat the snot out of them on points in the paint.
Yeah.
They stood outside and shot threes. And I kept saying, you know, guys, even if we're hitting all these drives and layups and stuff, as long as we keep swapping three for two, that lead's going to keep growing if we can't hit some threes. Just not a good night to be ice cold from three when the other team is on fire from three. Yes, our shots were far more challenged than most of theirs was. But, you know, it was kind of like, if they went out and challenged them, they were leaving the 7-footers open underneath if they didn't have some help. So I guess that you're hoping that they can't hit threes at the rate they do versus if they're just standing under the basket dunking. So I don't know. Even this one kid whose name is escaping me had only hit one out of five from 3-point range in conference, and next thing I know, he's got four of them tonight. So even, and I know they were wide open, but most people, you know, can't shoot the percentage they shot, even for just standing out there and there's nobody playing horse. You can't do it. But well, those guys did it tonight. It just, and losing to Vanderbilt in basketball is only slightly short of losing to Kentucky in basketball.
They are, when they banged in those threes, Keith, when that kid made those three balls and had the Fisher Davis and Justice, when those guys went off, I mean, that ball game, you might as well have walked off the floor, man. That thing was over.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Tennessee doesn't have the kind of firepower to, you know, they're not gonna get down 15, 18 and come back against anybody of any quality, so.
No, I mean, as far as somebody brought up the officials, and, you know, I'm normally the one on them. Really, the one that only one that really, really, really stood out to me actually was when it didn't matter during the last minute or two when, you know, they just chop Hunter to the ground on one end, no call, and they go down and get a touch foul on the other end, send the guy to the line. I'm like, that's, you know. Even the TV announcer's like, well, how do you do that? You know, I'm like, what were they looking at when Punter went up? I mean, he got hacked, shacked to the ground. And it's like, well, we didn't see nothing there. It blows my mind. I don't understand how you missed that. And then, you know.
Don, are you ripping? Are you? You're not complaining about the refs tonight, are you?
No, I said that was only.
But you're complaining about the refs. You said that, and then you're complaining about the refs.
I just don't know how you missed that. That's
but Don, I'm going to be forced to. Don,
how do you miss it? If you're standing there and seeing a guy get whacked to the ground, I don't know. I don't know. If you, but you know, I still. I'm going to watch them every time they're on the floor.
Exactly. This team is fun to watch. They were fun. You know what? They weren't. Tonight wasn't exactly a walk in the park. I didn't turn it off. I mean, my fall colonel told me 15 minutes ago he was going to sleep and Russell Smith's making fun of me for being on here tonight. And hey, I'm doing what I'm doing. I like this team. This team doesn't bother me. And by the way, I got a bunch of reasons why I think Rick Barnes can be successful here tomorrow on the blog, regardless of what happened tonight. It's not, this is not the deal here. I'm coming around to Papa's way of thinking. Or is it Mama's way of thinking? Which one is it, Keith? Whose thinking am I coming around to?
I think you're coming around the way that most people think about Rick Barnes.
No, I mean, is it Mama's way of thinking or Papa's way of thinking? What's the song?
It's probably Mama, if I had to guess.
Yeah, I think it's Mama's way of thinking.
Because Mama normally has, you know, first dibs on everything.
That's a good point.
Hey, I still think we're going to take South Carolina Saturday.
Thank you, Donnie. Me too. South Carolina, because they got their win the other night with Ole Miss, is a pretty good matchup for Tennessee.
I think so. Well, yeah. And one thing, Joan, certainly is from another game tonight, people talking about that Barnes needs to be more fiery on the sidelines.
Mm-hmm.
Hugs was channeling 1996 version Hugs on the sidelines tonight, and it didn't do any damn good. Some nights it just doesn't matter what you do.
Yeah. And look at
me
tonight.
That was him telling Melvin Levitt he hopes he gets a dread disease, angry Bob Huggins.
Garza Law Firm, ladies and gentlemen, presenting portions of tonight's activity. They're available online at tncriminallaw.com. If you've been arrested for DUI, there's good news. It's possible to defeat a DUI. You got to go to tncriminallaw.com before you say guilty. Say Garza. Let me go back to my phones. Marcos, thank you. It's 45 past the hour. Game like tonight will drive you to drink, no doubt about it. Send me over some of your best for my throat tonight. I got the orange throat tonight. Let's get the next call in. Hello and welcome.
What's up, guys? Bobby.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, Bobby.
First of all, I want to set a few things straight before we get into this. If I offended anybody the other night with my comment at the end of my call, I apologize. It wasn't meant that way, and I sincerely would apologize about that way. That's the first thing I like to say. Second thing I like to say, I never said Ray Mears was not the best coach in UT history. I never said that. That's just a falsity. I think T.R. made a few too many of the Moosehead loggers possibly that night. But with that said, I mean, Ray Mears is the man. I never thought anything different than that. Guys, Keith, you're a basketball aficionado, so I'm going to ask you this. Why is Blaine Tinkle, why did his name never come up at Tennessee? Every time I watch this guy coach, all I go is, God dang, he's a good coach. Gets the most out of his players. He never played in the NBA, but he played pro ball for like 20 years.
Well, you know, I think he's that. I think he's pretty much set. He's pretty much he's from that area. That's kind of his thing.
He played in Montana, right? So.
Yeah. And he'd only been at Oregon State 1 year. I mean, he's not going to make that jump, especially when he's got that kind of recruiting class coming in. I mean, he had his son coming, Stephen Thompson.
He got Gary Payton
II,
right?
Well, yeah, he had him coming back. Okay. He's got his son. He's got Stevie Thompson's son, who's one of his assistants that played at Syracuse on those really good teams with Sackley and Sherman Douglas and Coleman. So I think when a guy jumps after 1 year, it's usually some odd situation like Hugs getting the last chance he was ever going to have to coach at West Virginia or something like that. I mean, that's not something you're going to see very often. And honestly, if you look at it, why would you be in the middle of a quick rebuild at Oregon State when right now, I mean, they've got a much better roster than Tennessee does to come start over in the SEC halfway across the country where you don't have any contacts?
Yeah.
I think Dinkle's a fantastic. He did a great job at Montana. I think the guy's a fantastic coach. But
I think they went to the NCAA tournament three times while he was there, or four maybe. Go ahead. Hello?
Hatfield?
Yeah.
What'd
you say, Bob?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just saying, I actually didn't know he'd been there. I thought this was his first year there, and I was watching them play tonight, and they're a damn good basketball team. They're helping.
No, this is year two. This is year two there.
Okay. And I'd like to just say, what I see, Keith, is, I kind of mentioned it the other night, and it just keeps coming back around, and that is, we can't defend the three, and when we can't defend the three, and we certainly can't shoot the three, we're just going to get blown out every time that happens, right? I mean, can we just
say that? Oh, there's any doubt about that. Well, you saw tonight, like I said, I walked out of the arena at the 10-minute mark just because I saw no purpose in not being here for the very start of the being somewhere to do the very start of the show, because there's no way you're coming back when you're down 20-something and they're already in the double bonus. I mean, they were in the bonus 4 minutes into the second half, because that's one thing we proved we can do in the press is foul people. I mean, I think we saw tonight why this team does not press.
Right.
I'm a big believer in something in Kevin Mackey's theory about the press. It's either going to be an all the time or none of the time deal for you. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think you can.
Right.
Mix in the product. I'm not a big believer that, we're going to occasionally throw the press at you. I'm not a big believer in that. I think if you're going to be a pressing team, you got to be a pressing team. You got to be completely bought into it, or you're going to have stuff like happened tonight with guys blowing their assignments and guys getting run out dunks and people out of position grabbing guys and putting the other team in the bonus 4 minutes into the half. I think if you're going to be a pressing team, now I'll be honest, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if Barnes, if they don't come up with a European big guy or a graduate transfer, I wouldn't be at all surprised to see him call Huggins or Mackey and say, hey, how'd you guys do that? Because that team next year is going to be ready-made. Yeah, they're going to be ready-made next year. When you get Lamonte
Clay
Turner,
Parker, they're going to press the hell
Clay out. Parker, Jalen Johnson, I mean, they're going to be built to go to and, get up and down and get after people. So I wouldn't be a bit surprised if they don't come up with something, even though I did leave out one bright spot from tonight. Kyle Alexander blocked three shots against a pretty good SEC front line.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did.
And he didn't look scared out there. I mean, he didn't really do anything else, but at least he provided a little bit of a defensive presence. So, I mean, that's progress.
Yeah, well, I mean, Vandy centers, you know, halfway in the transition to becoming a WNBA star, isn't he? So, with that said,
yeah, I got to say, you talk about a guy that he should have gone pro. No, Damian Jones should have gone pro.
No,
because all he's done is cost himself money.
I'm talking about the Cornette kid.
Yeah,
he's an interesting character.
He's not a bad. I tell you what, he's pretty skilled. I mean, you guys can rip him all you want. He's freaking skilled.
I'm not ripping him. I'd take him right now. Absolutely.
He's a little soft. I mean, he's a little soft.
Well, he's a perimeter guy. I mean, he's a perimeter guy. I mean, he's a guard. He's a guard trapped in a 6'11", 7-foot body.
Yeah, he's not Dirk Nowitzki, that's for sure. I mean, Dirk Nowitzki is down there. He can bang in the post a little bit. That guy's never going to be able to do that. And that's why I was saying Kyle Alexander wasn't scared of him.
But the other thing too, you got to start playing for roster management purposes. They got. Even though every time he goes in the game, he was completely lost and it turns into a complete fecal blizzard, they got to start playing Kasongo to figure out is it just that he needs to be on the floor more to learn the game, or just is he never going to pick it up? Because for roster management purposes, they need to figure out if he merits a scholarship or not. I was happy when I looked out there about 15 minutes ago in the game and saw all three freshmen, of course, then Phillips immediately blew a defensive assignment and got jerked, but
right.
I think those three would be on the floor together a lot the rest of the season if I were running the show, because I put it this way, does anybody think this team's going to play over 500 the rest of the year?
No.
Okay, so
no,
this team's not making
9-9 in the conference, I'll be really happy.
Well, I mean, bottom line, so yeah. Well, I mean, that put them above 500. Well, that put them above 500. For the rest of the season,
never,
I think
I'm
they're 2-4.
I misunderstood what you're saying.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to play 500 basketball the rest of the season. So they're not even making the NIT.
TCU is going to beat our brains in too, aren't they?
Probably
on the road. Even though the one thing about that league, man, the conference grind beats you down so much. And I'll say one thing for the SEC: the SEC's got a really good opportunity to make some hay and kind of make themselves look good. Because they couldn't have drawn up the matchups much better for that thing.
Kansas, Kentucky, right?
Well, it's Kansas, Kentucky, and that's at Fog Allen. And
how will we do, Kansas- Keith? We'll go through that tomorrow on the air. That'd be fun. I give us a, we'll probably win of the what? How many matchups are there?
There should be 10.
10. We'll go 8-2.
I don't know about that.
Oh, if you guys are paying attention. All right, guys, I'd like to win 4 of them. Bobby, thank you. Let me move along. Hope you have a good
I'd
night.
I'd like to win at least 4.
Yeah, that'd
because,
be nice.
Because, like I said,
they're very good. That league is excellent.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, it's also in the middle of league play. I mean, like
yeah.
I said, that league, we saw tonight. West Virginia, last week, beats number 1, gets
yes.
beat at the buzzer by number 2, goes home tonight, and gets just choked out by Texas.
One of our listeners from Kazakhstan on the, what's this app called that I'm on? Somebody help
Periscope.
Me here. Periscope. Just said that Cornett is no Shaq, he suck. So, so I want to thank our viewer in Kazakhstan that's catching tonight. And listen, let me tell you.
You're huge in Eastern Europe, Basilio.
If you get the opportunity, Smartway and also your Garza Law Firm will take great care of you. And Keith, you're presented by to our listener in Kazakhstan, Igor, is his name Igor? How do you say that? How do you pronounce
it? It's probably Igor.
Igor, if you're ever over in these parts and you want to get a good stiff drink, where's he go, Hatfield?
He goes to Clancy's Tavern and Whiskey House in downtown Knoxville next to the historic Tennessee Theater.
Igor. Okay, Igor just told me he's on Walker Springs Road.
This is not Kazakhstan.
Let's go back to the phones. Well, I don't know. It's a good try by me. Let's get our next call in here. Hello and welcome.
Hey, what's going on, Brother Brian?
Hey, Brother Brian, it's 58 past 11 o'clock on a Wednesday night when we got blowed out by Vandy. And so what do you say?
It's because we didn't play Woodson.
Woodson, I'll tell you what, he was a key Saturday.
Wow.
How bad did you feel for that kid? I felt so bad for him.
Stuck Woodson in there tonight. The way Vanderbilt was scoring in the first half. What well, actually might have thrown him off their game. Because I thought maybe why Barnes put him in Saturday was it, they quit throwing the ball to Gavin Ware in the post because I.J. Reddy just kept driving by Woodson.
Well, what they mean, and I heard it more than once. Actually, somebody tweeted the same thing about that was get the guy's attention there. What are they talking about the other guy's attention that he'll pull somebody off the bench to play instead? I think
I think that's the thought, but I don't really know who that was directed at Saturday because I thought UT was playing pretty well.
The team was playing, what was weird about that is the team was off the charts. They had played maybe their best 6-7 minutes of cohesion.
Yeah, I didn't understand. I don't know whose attention he was getting.
I was kind of, he got my attention. He pissed me off.
Yeah.
Because I came on here and I was ripping him after the guy was ripping him for playing him. And Hatfield goes, well, credit that you made your win. And I said, well, Keith, I mean, we were up.
I didn't take up for Woodson being in the game.
We were fixing to win by 30. We were fixing to win by 30.
We're not beating anybody by 30.
Well, but Brian agrees with me. We were fixing to run that team off the floor and he put that kid into the kid like a minus 11.
It was about to be a route. We were about to pull a route.
Yes, we were fixing to run that team at the gym.
Now he did. He did make IJ Reddy look like Tiny Archibald. Now he did do that.
Guys, how cool that? Like you said, we had the amount of fans did have. How cool that here it is midnight on a Wednesday. Now a Thursday, almost Thursday morning, and you still got callers online. I don't know how more sheepish I can be, but. Let me ask you this real quick.
Yeah,
it's cool. Let me ask you this. I periscoped there, but you had a bazillion people typing at you. I know South Carolina's not really won anything, and Lord knows I'm not trying to get them rolling, but I'll ask that to Keith. He's the one who can answer, but Keith kind of knows, gets into that more. Why are they not ranked a little better? They just not beat nobody, or the people
they haven't really beaten anybody.
What's their record?
I think everybody keeps waiting for the other shoe to drop, and their loss was and their loss was really bad. I mean, they got destroyed down at Alabama, and they just didn't make any shots. And I mean, they're not a name. It'll take people a while to believe in them.
I think so. And another thing, I know we just don't want to get locked out about, but I want to address it. What's up with Brucey Bruce pulling the Kentucky and then the Alabama win? Good grief, man. Pearl's bringing a little life into Auburn, huh?
Well, we knew he would. I was surprised. I'll tell you what.
They got beat by 30 at Missouri.
Their team is so rock-headed.
They're stupid. Yeah.
They are the dumbest that's the dumbest basketball team I've ever seen.
Wow. I love you guys, man. Have a good one.
Thanks, Bri. 865-200-5402.
Now, he didn't have a bunch of Mensa members here.
Keith, this, before we get back to our phones, what were you guys just talking? Oh, somebody had asked me. They wanted you to get your comment on this re-ranking of our recruiting class and the fact that ESPN is now saying, according to Chris Dortch,